happening is that people are refusing the bank loan and they're just giving up at that stage. Other people go back to the credit review office and maybe have their decision overturned. But I think a lot of businesses would like to have that confidence of the credit review office backing them before they speak to the bank, and I think that's important.
Given, though, that the purpose of the credit review office as it stands is to effectively adjudicate in disputes, giving it the role of a first approver of loans would radically and completely change its raison d'etre and change its very nature.
Well, I don't think that would be any harm, because we've been listening to the last few days to the difficulties that small businesses are encountering, and I think the credit review office could go from a different angle. Not everybody would want to do that, but I think that the option should be there, that people can approach the credit review office, because the credit review office could say to them, you know, listen, you're wasting your time going to the bank. The business may have spent a lot of money preparing business plans, which will be turned down, where the credit review office could give them a fair indication.
In the event that the credit review office were to instruct, as it were, a bank to approve a loan, and the business then defaulted, could that leave the credit review office and even the government open to come back from the bank on the basis that it was not allowed to make its own risk assessment?
Well, that's a good question, Donald. I can't really answer on the legality of that or whether litigation would follow. But I'm sure the bank, when they make a decision, would have reviewed it in consultation with the credit review office. But I don't think government or the taxpayer could give a guarantee that if someone defaulted, then that the taxpayer would pick up the tab. I think the bank still had to make that decision.